Is it recording?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm blessed.
Oh, yeah, we'll just cut it out.
Well, because, hey, nah, this will get out of something.
You know what it is? You know, you're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. I was just fucking with you, right? Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you. I love you.
You are now locked in to the Free Shots of Tequila podcast each and every Friday with Marvin Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Fucking Black.
Oh, with the conversation we're having, yeah, hella names. The conversation that we were having before is hella
it was
names.
It was a bit mad. Like, obviously, the same way we've got the Adidas comp, like, I want to get my Fendi comp. Someone works at Fendi, bro. Fendi. Someone's giving out free Fendi, bro. Everyone in the UK,
they're giving out free Fendi to Hush Puppy, bro.
Everyone in the UK hasn't got P to buy this drip. Someone is works at Fendi and they're giving out free Fendi. Bro, what? Type in Fendi hashtag. Basically, there was an event, yeah? And they had like loads of artists. They invited people.
Oh, I saw that one, yeah.
Yeah, so basically, I believe they've now looked at like, I don't even like to call it urban. Let's say black music, yeah? Mm-hmm. They've looked at black
popular culture.
Yeah. They've looked at that culture, popular culture, black culture, and they're saying, we want, obviously, to expand our reach in there. So they have now found somebody in that lane, and they are just sourcing clothes. Everyone has got Fendi, bro. Everyone. If you look at it, Fendi has become the thing of this summer.
That's mad, because that's one of them labels that's never even caught my eye like that.
This is it.
When you look at certain things.
And I think Fendi's actually, the only person
that I've seen rock it is probably Hush Puppy.
Think Asko's.
When you say everyone, there's only four or five names that comes to mind.
I've only seen Mayweather in it, and that's it.
Asko,
Notes, Hypo, Margs, Mr. Easy, Maya Jama.
Listen to the names,
Fredo. Fredo.
They've all got peas. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but no one's disputing that they haven't got peas. But what I'm saying is they're people of influence in urban music.
Can you grab the headphones as well, please?
Oh, right.
Yo.
So if they're people of influence in this urban market, yeah, it's not by chance that they are being targeted. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people like Craig Mitch.
But you don't think they can just be buying Fendi?
That's what I'm saying. No. Of course they are.
They probably are buying it. But it's a domino effect. It's the same way right now. If everyone was wearing this brand, you should start thinking, I want in. Because now I'm seeing Fendi.
Let's look at Lakey. That's how it kind of.
This is it. I'm seeing Fendi.
That's different though.
But until you see the price,
because Lakey is like an emerging brand, whereas Fendi's always been there. But
no, but that's what I'm saying. They just decided to run the same campaign as Lakey.
I don't go Sauvages and like, think, let me go Fendi.
No, but they decided to run the same campaign as Lakey.
Now Fendi, there's a lot of people out there that it's like I wouldn't mind a Fendi drip. I wouldn't mind a little Fendi shirt, a little Fendi jacket.
Yeah, if you can afford it, so I'm trying to say.
But prior, people can still afford Gucci because the Fendi kicks, yeah, and this next kicks that are 580, the Fendi kicks are 7 something. Mm. People are ready to go in overdraft and still buy it. If you want it, you'll go and get it, innit?
I'm not understanding.
I'm basically trying to say there is somebody working for Fendi
that's targeted.
That's
the marketing campaign.
Oh, I agree. So I'm seeing an influx in Fendi
in the urban.
Fendi.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And even though they've got the ability to afford, right? You're moving mad, bro. Even though they've got the ability to afford, yeah, I'm saying it's not by chance this whole influx in Fendi.
I see what you mean. Because Fendi stuff ain't cheap.
This is what I'm saying. And there was a point where who was talking about Fendi?
Mm.
Then bam,
it's true.
Fendi. Yeah, but then one could argue though that the people who were buying Fendi knew about Fendi. It's what he sold.
He's talking about in our market.
You're just being up.
You threw that in there, bro. I was like, I hear what you're saying, but he's talking about in our scene. So in our scene, Fendi was being bought elsewhere, 100%.
No, but even in our scene, some people were buying. Some of Bridges, popping them.
People was wearing Gucci. People was wearing maybe Louis Vuitton. Lubes.
D squared.
All of a sudden now, Fendi is the trend of the summer.
Bro, is it the trend of the summer?
Yeah, I feel like
that's a bit hot. That's a big statement,
everyone Everywhere there, I'm seeing
fam,
F,
I'm seeing
F,
bare man with the Gucci
even
bags.
Fashion Nova, F, like, bruv.
And D squared. That's what the trend of the summer. D squared and Gucci, fam.
Not everyone's wearing Fendi.
No, Fendi, no.
That's the trend of the summer. Oh my God.
People are wearing it more than before. People are wearing it more than before, but not everyone's wearing it.
That's the trend of the summer, yeah.
And I feel like I get what Lance is saying because, bro, to the point where I remember sometimes I used to sit there and think to myself, is there a committee somewhere where they sit down and decide what's going on? Because remember with rappers, there was a point time where everyone was rapping about Molly. It came out of nowhere and everyone was rapping about Molly. And I used to think to myself, did you guys sit down and have a meeting and decide that
this is
the new
wave?
We're popping Molly.
But they do though. But what's my man's name again? The one I used to work for, Givenchy. And he's the one that told Kanye to wear a skirt and wear leather.
The brother had to, the Louis Vuitton dude now.
What's his name? Ricardo.
Oh, you're talking about Ricardo Tisci?
Yeah. So he's the one I told Kanye to.
I know Marv was going to say Tiscali like you did the last time. <night.
laughs> I was going to say Broadband, you get me? Yeah.
In an interview I read, he told Kanye to wear a skirt and start wearing leather, blah, blah. Kanye was like, nah, niggas ain't going to fuck with that. He goes, listen, just do it and see. So at one of the big, what's the name of that tour, man? Watch the Throne, one of the big ones. That's why Kanye just kept wearing it, yeah? And obviously, you've influenced Jay-Z to wear leather pants. Obviously, Jay-Z weren't going to wear the skirt. He wore the pants, yeah?
It was hard.
And all of a sudden, everyone started wearing it. And he's like, look, this is the influence that you have kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just by a little conversation that man said, where this, Kanye had no interest in doing it, but he thought, you know what you're doing because you work in high end. Let me do it. And then after that, bare man started wearing leather. They didn't even know why they was wearing it. It's just, I just want to dress like Kanye. So sometimes they do have these conversations, but it might be a weird party.
But I think it.
Have you ever rocked anything leather? That's not a coat, a jacket.
Never, fam, and I never will.
I wouldn't put it past you
to wear leather. What?
Man, I wouldn't put
no,
it past
no, 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 no. Wait. Not
leather
even,
pants.
Not even on a mad one. Yeah, I can Wax see you wearing denim. baggy leather pants and a black tee with black kicks. Can you not see him doing it?
Baggy leather pants, you know.
Nah, he's more.
What, bro? Man was
he's
wearing
more upset about the baggy, bro.
He's more upset about maybe you. What am I saying about you?
Bro, no, I'm not even.
Man's sitting there like a teacher, fam.
No, 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 no. Wait.
I didn't say it because of the comments, so relax, bro. What up to you?
Man's trying to stir.
Is that comfortable, though?
It's all right, still.
Your IT band's hella supple, bro. Carl, sitting like that will fuck up this hip thing here, man.
Oh. I'm stretching my hamstring still. It's hurting, huh? Still hurting, man. What?
Hamstring stretch like that?
Yeah.
That's the cheeks, man.
The cheeks not connected to the hamstring? And the knee
man's
bone?
Man's doing the hip bone connected to the fireboard. Man's doing them tongue there.
All right, Lance, what are you saying? We was talking about something before we started.
Basically, we was talking about women being attracted to power, yeah? I had an interesting conversation recently and my friend, she said people like Putin and...
So he's best sexy to the women?
Yeah, like people... No, she was like... She
in
said,
Russia.
She said she rates Putin, yeah? So I was like, oh...
But does
like,
she find men sexy though?
I didn't even get that far.
A man like, could do karate though.
So I said, are you attracted before? I said, you're attracted to like, you know,
power.
Those type of guys. And she goes, fuck what he looks like, yeah? I'm attracted to his power. The fact that he can... nuke XYZ at the press of a button and choose not to.
Turns her on.
Yeah, it's like, he's basically telling you, listen, sure. You're a dickhead. I can come into your ends, send people into your ends, and there's nothing you can do about it.
So Trump must be the sexiest man on the planet right now.
Well, this is it.
But you know what it is? You're right in terms of, I think, the best way to kind of explain it is women... Mm-hmm. Stop. Women love men that make shit happen.
Yeah, 100%.
Essentially, that's what I'm saying. And that's what ruins a lot of people's relationships. I had this conversation where a woman will like you. Let's say you're on your thing, Marv. You do your thing, you know what I mean? You're hardworking, you're out here, you're grinding, you're doing your thing. Women find that attractive.
Yeah.
They get into a relationship with a dude. What then happens with a lot of guys is they now start to put more energy towards, you know what I mean, the situation with the woman.
As opposed
and
to
they,
getting that shit
to done. Doing that shit. But yeah. That's what she was attracted to initially. You see what I'm saying? You're not the same guy anymore because you're not the guy that was doing all of that.
The funny thing is, I was going to say the opposite, that she's attracted to you for being that flamboyant dude or whatever you are.
She's got you.
And in the moment she's got you, she don't like it no more.
Yeah, because most men change how they are and what they do changes.
No, not even that. For example, she liked the fact that bare girls wanted you and you were desirable and whatever, but now she's with you.
Oh, no, no, no. She
don't like
it.
I'm more talking in the sense of...
making shit happen.
Like, basically, I can do...
Yeah.
Virtually anything I want, but I choose not to.
Yeah, but how many of them are there? How many of those men are there in the world?
But that's why women always date up. If you pre it, every girl who breaks up with somebody, they always upgrade, but the guy they upgrade do to they? Is powerful.
Not every.
Fam, you're moving
bro,
mad. Bro.
Not every, not
okay.
Every.
Okay. I'm not saying you're not right.
They aspire to.
So your ex is dating someone better than you?
No, because I'm that guy.
Oh, hey!
But that's the energy, though. But that's what I'm saying.
Keith, is your ex dating better than you?
What I'm trying to say is...
Tay, is your ex dating better than you?
They possibly could be. No, but they're not gonna tell me.
No, but that statement you made is like when a girl leaves, like
no, but her aspiration to is to go up. Yeah. If you look at let's not say all girls then. Let's say some. Majority of girls or some girls, yeah. When they break up with somebody, the next time you see them, it's like, all right, cool, you got a range. Next time you see her, she's dating a guy with a Lambo, and you're thinking, bruh. This is a bit mad.
Where are you finding? What are you talking about, bro?
Bro, the ones
that
girl
listening in Citrons. What are you talking about?
I'm saying the men they're dating. Because I'm saying it's like right now. If you look at, let's say, celebrities, yeah. Once these girls have a taste of a certain lifestyle or go through certain things, they're always gonna.
No, but like,
I'll give you a perfect example.
But she's still popping.
That's
exactly.
Right.
There was a one who.
But you can't be a four. She went out with a brother. She went out with a 10 brother.
No, this girl's nice. This girl's nice. She went out with a footballer.
That is an upgrade for
her. Her and this footballer, they broke up. Next thing, she's going out with somebody who is he's another.
Probably talking about the same person.
100%. Yeah, but that's different though.
Why though?
Do you know different? Because...
No, but she's not. I spoke to her yesterday. She's not.
What, so it's done?
She's chilling. But where she is, she's in that
vicinity. That's what I'm saying. You're forgetting because it's different because she's dating.
But she's still nice.
The thing is, yeah, number one, she's nice.
If you're Wuku, I'm not saying anyone just gets the opportunity.
Listen. She's nice, yeah? And then she's been put into an arena where a lot of people have noticed her and they're like, raw, who's that?
Because she was dating
my man. And you know, man are waiting for that brother to leave. Oh, you're single now.
Or fuck up.
Every man's on it. Yeah. That's different. It's not
make it seem like man are honored because she was with him or man put her on.
Let me give you. No, he's put her in a shop window.
He's
put her in a shop window, bro.
Man said he gave her sauce or whatever.
No.
Man just made her visible.
I see Michael Dapper wearing the Gucci bag. I see Daps wearing the Gucci bag. Now I'm like, right, let me go Savages and buy one of those Gucci bags.
Visibility.
Exactly. You're put her in the window.
But the point you made, for me, I disagree because at the same time, you forget that a lot of the guys that come on the podcast are not lame guys. There's some guys that want to date girls because you lot have dated them.
Yeah.
As mad as it might sound.
No, that's lame. If you want to date a thing, because the next man wants to dip his piece, it's lame based on the fact that you have sauce.
Yeah, so
if you're
sauce,
imagine looking at a thing thinking to myself, Taser's been there. I want to be there.
If you were sauceless,
it happens.
And you've seen that this guy's with this girl, she looks crisp when she's with this girl. You also epitomize to want to have that
but
same kind of
Chris.
Structure.
For me, all I see is a Chris girl.
Because you're not sauceless.
No, it's not even a sauce thing. Sometimes the case of my man's like, you know what? Nah. Let me show you a better time to this brother here, man. Fuck that.
But you're not looking at it. It's not an envy thing where you think that nigga's wavy. You know,
I chopped a girl because, well, she was nice, but I didn't get on with her brother.
Wait, but like I said, let's take it.
And I gave a motive behind it. I'm saying the motive behind people wanting to do certain things is different, but there's a motive.
I'm talking about his motive in this situation of having no sauce.
One motive might be to beat because another rich brother's beat. Another man's motive
that's
might be, I want to show you a better time. Someone else's motive might be, I don't like the dude.
The motive we're talking about specifically is man wanting to, you know what I mean, to deal with it because another saucy man was dealing with it.
Yes.
That's lame.
No, that sounds weird.
I'm telling you, it happens. I'm not saying it doesn't. I agree that it happens. I'm just saying it's weird. It's off key, so I'm not saying it doesn't happen, I'm just saying it's lame. So we can agree that it's lame.
Alright, so
if I come into here, Marv, and I'm telling you, bruv, this thing Gerald was with, bro, I want a pen because Gerald was with it. Not even because she's Chris. I'm not even focused. Yeah, I don't mean, think I'm not even telling you this thing's fire.
No, but the thing is, subliminally, no, but subconsciously, you've got issues with
you
my man.
You won't say it.
I don't think you'll say it, but there's a lot of
things.
Yeah, you've got something with him.
You've now seen she's with him.
But that's more to do with him than the girl.
That's what I'm saying.
You would have pamped anything he pamped.
Your own insecurity has made you believe that you need this girl because my man has had it.
Exactly.
But my point is, it happened.
Going back to the girl in question, yeah, I feel like ever since she dated a footballer, her image is propelled into a different space.
Yep.
And in that space, she's still keeping up. Like, she looks good. She's still... The same girl that's gone out with footballers, and you look at them now and it's like, rah, the footballer doesn't even want to admit he was with you. Mm. Come on, we know girls like that. But with her, she looks better than she looked when she was with him. So she's still going to date guys up. I get that.
Bro, it's just like, work.
If she falls off...
She's living her best life.
Yeah,
if anyone falls off, they come off the mark. If anyone falls off, you get a job in the city now. Mm. You know what I mean? They know you in there. You get, once you get their job in the city, that's the first step. You're now doing well in the city. You're one of the top traders in city, whatever. Mm. You know what I mean? You might leave one company, and next company wants you because you still got the juice. You know,
and they headhunt.
That first, you see what I'm saying? That first company put you on, but you still had to do what you needed to do to keep yourself within that scene. Mm. So they made you visible, but you still got. You know,
it's a bit different though.
No, it's the same thing, bro. They put her in. She's in that scene.
No, but as a trader, you're forgetting. She's just looking. I'm not saying looking good is hard.
You're adding
but
skills.
Yeah, she had to be a trader. You have to have a skill set.
No, but to be fair, her skill set is being buff.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't say her skill set is being buff.
Wow,
her skill set is to now.
Navigating that environment.
Yeah.
And some girls can't do it. If every girl could do it, every girl would do it.
That's a skill set. And not get beat out.
Every girl could do it.
That's a skill set.
That is actually a skill set.
That is the hardest thing.
That's the hardest thing.
To be in that environment and not get beat out because
you're with him. All right, cool. You broke up with him. And you now need to pinpoint your next
prey.
Yeah. Even though you're going to be living your own life and doing your thing and upgrading just within yourself and self-development, all these things. When you get with the next man, you obviously you don't want him, unless you're not over your ex, you don't want him to be like the last guy. You know what I'm saying?
And also, you got to be careful as well, because it's weird with guys, like, you can keep going from one guy to the next, but your CV is getting bigger and bigger. And the man will start talking about, oh, my man fucked her. And then out of the blue, your market value.
Yeah, but to be fair, it depends what realms you go into.
And depending on
because if you stay in the realm of, like, the man them or the saucy man them, like,
but they tend to know each other though.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is, if you start like fucking with MPs, you've already jumped out of the saucy man's realm. So your stock has just gone up all the way again.
What if man fucked John Major?
Not even John Major, but if you start
a young Tony Blair.
Wait, yes, to be fair,
stay over there, because if you fuck Tony Blair, don't even holler, man.
But that's my thing. John Major.
But she can start. But realistically, she's not feeling you. She gets them to evict your ass. If you're on the council, she starts getting into what, bro? If these lot are
what,
bro? You're moving like this shit don't happen, bro. Listen, I'm telling right now. Let's say this girl starts dealing with someone. Higher up, yeah.
You have something to do with Sharon's story. Then.
I'm still traumatized. But let's say she starts dealing with someone higher up, yeah, to a certain level, yeah.
Well, man's the chicks off. No, like,
you think she can't trouble you?
Man's playing PlayStation. The thing cuts out. You think she can't trouble you?
Told you to text you back.
100%.
No, but the thing is, there's 100%.
Oh, you're moving.
I like.
Don't you want to have it on silent?
It is on silent.
Every time.
Swear to you.
That thing is, bro, women, people in general have the power to be manipulative. If she's with someone who has the power to make your life hard, she can.
Come on.
You know what I mean? If she's now dealing with a police officer after you, you know what I mean? She knows you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing, your life could get mad.
Yeah, that's
you start spitting on the floor, you go to jail.
How's that different?
But I'm going to go to the police station now and talk about you, bro. I don't have to know anybody.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, maybe you haven't even, that's obviously the extreme level.
But I'm saying, in terms of, if you're with someone with influence, they have the ability to make your life difficult.
Yeah, definitely.
And if she's upgrading and she's now dislikes you, she's got the ability to try and get her man to make your life harder.
But what I'm trying to say, I hear what you're saying, but what I'm saying is there are...
And sometimes making your life harder is banging you in the face. You know what I mean? Man can't even go Lux no more.
I'm going to be disconnected, bro. That beeping's just...
I've disconnected.
That's why it's beeping.
Why are you beeping, man?
Because he's trying to find it, I think.
Yeah, that's why it's beeping.
The Bluetooth, yeah.
Because people listening ain't gonna understand
why.
Yeah,
it's beeping because it's trying to find the device.
I'll put it back on now.
Yeah.
No problem. All right, so...
Oh, is it a different channel?
Even going back to the point about power, yeah. So I was my brethren was talking, and he basically come on to say that is kind of dangerous to be attracted to, mm-hmm. because some people won't have power forever. Mm. So you're always going to...
You're
going to
in search of that power.
Yeah, you're always going to be in search of that power. You're always going to be going to the next.
That's what people say about if your partner cares about like gold or like...
Is everyone moving back to
me? I have no idea, bro. My phone keeps doing that. I have no idea why. It just plays random adverts.
What song is that?
I have no idea. It's just and I have no idea what app is playing it.
It happened yesterday. It wasn't even sick as well.
It happened the same thing.
Yeah, and I happened yesterday still.
Mad thing.
Random surprise.
But yeah, the shine, when I think there's a saying that like if she chases the shine, then she's not the one for you. Mm. Because if she's with you for what you have, the moment she meets someone else that's got more than you, she's gone.
And when people say stuff like that, I think stuff like that is... It's a linear way of seeing things because, think about it, people move like personality and stuff like that. If a woman's into you for personality and stuff like that, she could meet someone with a better personality than you and she could easily move just as quickly. Mm. You know what I mean? Think about it. Like I said, if she, you know what I mean, she likes Marv, your vibe, and then she comes into, you know what I mean? If that was the, if she's the type of person to just switch like that,
cool.
She can switch over anything.
Yeah, but in terms of personality and whatever, you have to be around someone a lot more. You got to be invested a little bit more. You do.
If she's in a situation that presenting herself that she so happens to be around that person, cool, it could happen.
But I'm saying, anyone can get swayed by someone, but if that's her thing, that she likes. That's what I said. The people that you wouldn't.
Even hear this then. And she went on to basically say, majority of women are attracted to power. They just don't realize it. They think
it's true.
They're attracted to X, Y, Z. But the moment they realize it's power, a lot more shit will just be easier for them to just explain.
I totally hear what you're saying, yeah. But you forget that some women can't admit to
We had the same conversation yesterday, bro. It's about security and stuff like that.
They can't justify it.
Bro, let's go back to...
No, but I'm saying security, being able to provide, all these things isn't the same as power. No, because what I'm saying is that is the sugarcoating of saying I want a man who is, you know, strong, he's a leader, he can do this, he can do that, he can do that. But to say I'm attracted to power,
all right, but
is
Lance,
a different...
No, but Lance,
but then power shows in...
No, but Lance, that's what I'm saying. And Lance, the thing is with power, there's not one definition of power. For example, like power could be physical power, like you being strong. There could be influence power, like you said.
Okay,
you can get things done.
All right, let me be specific.
In terms of even fame could be power, or like your pull. So depending on, like, even if you see a lot of girls sometimes, they'll say stuff like, there's just something about him. Big girl, relax. There's not something about him, because if this guy was on the DLR, going to Limehouse, you wouldn't really be saying
there's
something about this dude.
The only thing
remember
about him
when Rick Ross first come out?
Yeah.
At the Blue, bare girls love fat brothers with beards.
Because of that.
The Maybach. Do you know what I'm saying?
But even that though, that's influence. Like, you're attracted to Rick Ross, but you basically see Rick Ross in someone else.
Yeah.
Because he's not Rick Ross.
And
so
even
man them
are realizing, and then certain man started to
bald
like their head.
No, but don't forget, if you look at it, there was fat man them in ends who bald head and had beards who were getting no play.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But because literally he came out with his influence, now all of a sudden he's attracted.
And they've tagged influence to that. And
so the question is, all right, what is power?
I don't think you can't define it.
Everyone's definition is different.
Okay, yeah. so all right, okay.
But it's something that not a lot of people have.
But the point I was trying to make here is that, have you ever been in a situation, yeah?
Depends on what environment you're in.
Okay, the thing is, yeah, I'm saying, for me, my versions is stuff I can make happen. So let's say my wife or my cousins or someone is going out and I know there's a queue going around the corner and I can call up and they can walk to the front and go inside. That's a gasser.
Yeah, I know.
That's a gasser.
A Young Lux.
Safe, you know it goes. Sick promotion, isn't it?
But that might not bother your missus. But there's other people in the queue that might be like, rah, I want to be in that position. So all of a sudden...
So should she acknowledge that is a good...
Who should acknowledge?
Should my missus acknowledge
That's if it bothers her. Because no, she might not be bothered. She might not mind queuing.
No, but subconsciously, she likes that.
She likes
no,
and no, also, her brethren's
no, no, no,
no, no, no, like, yeah,
they're going to go and tell their aunts.
No, I know.
Lance
I know.
Was on some boss
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know. But what I'm saying, but that only works, like, yeah, but that only works with someone
we
who,
bought one loaf of bread. It was, come on.
Nah, but what I'm saying is that only works with someone who's attracted to that. Some girls might not care. So then you doing that will not influence this woman.
Now, you said some girls might not care. Do you think that's real? Do you think?
Yeah.
So no. That is, all it means is maybe they're, you know what I mean? What they like is just a different show.
I feel like it's the same thing. I know, but it's a different.
Manifest.
It's a different bit.
It's the allure, fam.
It's a different.
Okay, cool. But okay, cool. But then that might be a scary one then. Because what if, for example, she goes somewhere else, your missus, and.
A man does that for her.
Yeah, someone else does that for her.
What? The club's getting locked off.
But this is what I'm saying. So my point
but that's
is...
power again. I can shut down the club.
Okay.
No, but you're...
You can't shut down the club.
What?
Someone
you're
else
disagreeing.
Can.
Okay,
someone
but the thing is...
Wait. No, what I'm trying to say...
The problem is you're oversimplifying the situation. Yeah, like it's not just power on its own where I... You know what I mean? Where a girl's just like, I just want a nigga that can get me to the front of the queue. There's a list of other things that a person is into, and you know what I mean. There's this power.
So this girl likes the fact.
But Lance is gonna get the brownie points for that because
that's an extra.
That's an extra. That's something he adds to his armor. Like, all right,
so she's not gonna come across a nigga
like me, but I can do this for you as well.
That Sunday dinner is different.
Yeah, but you're talking. Okay, cool. But you're talking about someone that's already invested in you. I'm talking about someone who's just standing there.
But even okay, so someone who's just standing there, a female just standing there, and you can see at the corner of her eye, she's thinking, "Shit, how am I gonna get into this?"
Yeah,
and then we walked in saucy.
I'm saucy, and you said, "Yo, come."
Open and we walk in.
Yeah,
what? The night is lit.
But what happens?
A man buy our young drink.
The night is lit.
But what happens if
the night is lit?
But coming back with someone.
But see what you said about the illusion, yeah. So imagine if imagine if the only reason why you were able to do that was because of me and Marv.
She doesn't know that. They don't need to know that.
I'm gonna tell you right now. That is power in a sense. You know what I mean? For me, there's
how many men have
power is not power.
It is power. How many men have navigated and built careers?
That's even more power.
Knowing people.
Come on, bro.
Do you know how? Come on, bro. Do you know how many things I can make
built careers, bro?
Because of people I know.
Yeah, that's mad.
That's the juice that I have.
That's more power.
But Keith chooses not to. So therefore, if a girl's with him, she's like, oh, this guy could actually, he could, if he was one of them people who was just super, he could actually make shit really tear down.
Yeah, women
but
like
he chooses not to. So the fact that this girl was saying Putin can send X, Y, Z and choose, he says, you know what? I know I can kill all these pricks. Like I can send this biohazard into Kensington and he can do a madness and you can't tell me anything because I'll say come extradite me, you dickhead.
And
a madness.
When Donald Trump told man that I'm ready to let it go.
Do you know what that means?
Said, it wasn't
what's,
me.
What's Kim? Is it noof, Kim Jong? What did he said? Look, he keeps telling you, bro, I will chuck a nuke. They're flying over to him. Look at man's trim. Yeah.
Look at his
and
boot cuts.
Death, bro.
You know that's one of like mental. Four trims that allowed.
Bro, death flight. Bro, when in certain of
11, not including the women.
Imagine certain aspects. Certain aspects.
But
certain aspects.
But he's not included. You can't
imagine. Is it? There's no social media in them kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro.
So
a man can tell you.
Whenever Xbox Live was on,
bro, he coming in and telling you. Come imagine, and they're rejoicing. He's telling them there's no more black people in the earth. Everyone's like, really? So when somebody leaves out and sees a black person, they're going to have a heart attack, bro.
Man's like, if man was
you know what kind of power that is?
If man was a hacker, man would play thingy, migraine skanking now.
Come on, bro.
Over the talent.
Come on, bro.
Man will click
they're going to start thinking,
man says, swear yo, down.
Bro, if imagine they link that in that whole part there. That
would be mad thing.
Come on, bro. Yeah, it's a magazine.
No,
it's a magazine.
The worst like, one was his dad, bro. His dad said he's written.
Man said magazine, you know.
His dad said he's written 10,000 books.
Bro. 10,000 books, that, man can't say.
Nah,
oh,
that's power. Because you're saying to everybody,
I can do what it is.
Cut off everything. Listen, this is what I'm saying.
I've written 10,000 books.
Dickens, I used to be a frog,
bro.
Fam.
You know, with Kim Jong, whatever,
come on,
bro.
Bro.
You know
frog.
The people that, all of them. That move around him. You know, you have to kind of carry a notepad and a pen in case he says something important.
Come, do you know tell me he tell me he's not got a bad beat around him.
You know, he killed his
in
uncle
his
as well, bits,
what yeah. equivalent is bad beat?
He killed his uncle. His uncle done something and he killed his uncle.
And what is cool?
Was his brother and
yeah,
there's
cool.
a
so we're
you
not
know
family
me.
Beef.
And, no, but I mean, worse. I mean,
with that
right.
whole story and stuff like that, that's there's a lot going on behind the scenes.
Man,
body,
but
he's telling
my man, I will send the nuke here, and obviously they have to basically show force and try and par him off, but they can't actually tell him do it. Then, bro, then they have to go and fly X, Y, Z to shake his hand. I've been threatening you and your people for however long, telling you, bruv, I'll start moving to you lot if you don't come correct. That's why I think him and obviously Trump and that have gone and done a madness, because they're both just two people on wildness.
Can we bring it back down to
our level? Yeah. Or
the level of power that we know power, people around us.
Yeah.
Possess.
So obviously, power is subjective. Let's say it like that.
Yeah.
Okay. But we have some criteria in certain aspects of what power is. Yeah?
It's what you can bring to the table, and I think for me personally, power is what not a lot of other people can do.
Yeah. You can make things happen.
You can make it happen. Yeah. Whether it's you're stronger than everyone else, whether you've got influence. Whether your wave is that people want to be around you, people want to hear what you have to say. There's bare different. Like you're just good. Look, you're just good to look at.
Like, look at Akala, bro.
Mad intelligent, bro.
And now all of a sudden, girls are trying to study. Like he's saying, when I'm in the club, like you don't have to come up to me and talk about like Brexit.
His fee's new, bro.
Like, just come and speak to me about I want to talk about like Curry Goat too. You know, like come chat to me about bullshit.
Do you know how much he gets paid to speak?
But people feel like they have to raise their game in order to talk speak to him. You understand? And that is a sense of power in itself.
It must be
he's
hard
influencing
for him,
people.
Because the way he talks is kind of like
a lot of people be threatened to just have a casual chat with him.
But he's actually ranting, saying, bro, like,
yeah, I saw that video.
Like,
I saw that video.
Just holler. Like, if you see me in the club, yeah, okay, I've seen you know me, okay, cool. And you're thinking, should I? Then you're gonna come to me and talk about the European. It's like, okay, bro.
Yeah.
And I know you're chatting rubbish.
But it's an interest though, because the thing is, people don't see it as him trying to be smart, so he's speaking about something out of his comfort zone. They see it as he's smart, it's something he talks about every day. So let's have a conversation about it.
But he wants to talk about power.
I hear that, but the thing is, but the impression he gives off isn't that he wants to talk about power.
Is that the impression he gives off? Is that the stupidity of the people who can't differentiate?
For me, that's definitely something that I can speak on 100%, because you know what I mean? Maybe I'm reading books, I'm posting books, and this, and this. People assume that's all you want to talk about all the time.
But
when they see you, that's all you know what I mean? When they see you, they think that's all you're on all the time. I'm like, nah, G.
But then someone could argue and say, but you're the one putting it on social media that you're reading
but
books.
Yeah, but that's, you know what I mean? But that's a person.
Like if I put on social media that I'm driving bare fast cars and I'm whatever, then I'm showing an interest in sports cars.
Yes, but that doesn't mean I only want
to
talk about
I didn't say that, but if somebody comes up to me and wants to talk to me about sports car, I can't be like, what's wrong with this person?
No.
Okay, let's say we're in a rave, yeah? And I'm like, yo, my guy, you okay? And he's like, yeah, man, all good, bro. What's happening? And I'm like, yeah, man. The new 750 horsepower. Come on, my brother.
I'm not going to lie to you.
You're moving, man.
If I'm into that, I'll be like, yeah, sick.
So when, okay, if man see you in the dance and start talking about free shots.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, and then, man, you man, I look side eye.
No, I don't mind. No, I don't, for me personally, something
I'm not interested. I say it's the time and the place.
No, it's not even
100%.
That.
100%. So you shut that down. Yeah. And at the end of the day, sometimes I just want to be in an environment where I'm just reasoning about anything.
See, for me,
people feel like they have to speak.
See, for
to
me,
you
I'm different.
If someone
knows me from Insta, then they'll come up to me and be like, "Oh, Marv, your captions are hilarious." I'm just like,
"That's fine, I appreciate it." It's the same thing. But what I'm saying is,
it's the same thing because you're associating me with Insta and captions.
No,
so you've put me in that box. Someone else come up to me and say, "Oh, Marvin, three shots, sick."
Imagine if someone,
I can't be like,
"Nah." Someone is associating Akala with. Basically, he just has to always be
man,
on
come and talk about
speaking
the
about
the
shit that I don't, like, bro. I don't want to talk about Nefertiti today. Yeah. Like, why do you feel like I can't just come up to him and say, "What you say, my guy? You want a drink? What's happening?" Da-da-da-da. He says, basically, I feel like when you see me, don't feel like you need to come and talk to me about Brexit or you need to talk to me about Theresa May or X, Y, and Z. You can just come and reason with me. I like to drink. I like to dance.
Cool.
I like to.
But remember,
cool.
But what happened if that? That's person's interest.
100%.
Yeah, but not now.
But you'll get... The thing is, he even said it because he said, I can gauge when you've just done it because you think that's what I want to talk about.
Okay.
But also, what I'm trying to say is there's nothing wrong with talking about it, but there's a time and a place. That's all I'm saying. He's not saying he doesn't want to talk about it, but right now, I just want to have a bubble.
If someone comes up to you and talks about free shots, where's the time and the place?
You can take my deal. Depends what they want to talk about. That's what I'm trying to say.
Just general
free shots is sick, my brother. Keep going. Keep
that's
going.
That's fine. But if someone goes,
do you remember episode 31?
Yeah,
where Keith, I don't remember that shit.
That's my point. But if he hit me in
some
a different setting,
if he hit man on a, say, bro,
let
listen.
Me give you a perfect example, Marv. You're out there, you're with a chick.
You know what I mean? You're chilling. You know what I mean? Like, hypothetical situation.
Man, I'm moving. What the heck? I'm looking at my best straight lads.
It's a hypothetical. You know what I mean? She's sitting at the table. You've gone to pay for the thing. Yeah. A man's recognized you for the podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now he wants to have a conversation about the podcast. A man keeps going on. And you know one of those ones where you're looking at your table, you're looking at big man over there, you're looking at your table, but like I said, you know what I mean? A man's taken.
Nah, but the thing is, I hear what you're saying, but that's a bit different because the thing is, the timing is like kind of like
if, I just said
no that. once no not like that because, bro, you man don't let my land sometimes innit? Yeah, the timing, I don't mind having a conversation with you, but it can't be a prolonged convo. So if we're so if we're talking like for a bit, like
nah, you're moving mad, you know, we've all said this.
Hold on, Tater said once Tater said to the brother comes up to him, there was a time and a place. He didn't say he's going to hold a convo and then say time and place. Did he say that?
He didn't say that.
Oh, wait, hold on. That's what he meant.
No, bro. That's what I said.
He didn't say verbatim in the way that you said.
Fuck the
Beethoven, fam.
He said
he'll hold a convo and then say.
So that holding the convo is
that. He didn't say that. He said it'll say it's a time and a place.
Which is exactly what you're saying.
No, I didn't say that. But then
so you're just explaining.
No, I'm not explaining that because you said, yeah.
Hold on, one second.
But then you said, yeah, Lance. All right, so what happens if someone comes up to you? And that's why, if you listen back anyway, that's what you said to him, yeah. But if someone comes up to you and says, Freeshot is sick, whatever, then that's when Taylor's like, no, I'll be cool with that. So that's why he didn't say that. That's what you had to say.
But if we're having a man, I'm not here
to find out what you mean. You've said something. I'm taking what you've said.
You're being obtuse on purpose.
All right, cool. I'm moving up to the time and the place and whatever.
Which is exactly the same thing you said.
No, I didn't say that. No, I didn't.
You're on a link.
No.
You have time to entertain.
How can you tell what I'll do on a link, bro? Big man, relax.
You entertaining, man. You know what I mean? What you're saying is
I will talk to the brother for a period of time.
Yes,
how long
the brother say? If it gets to a point in time seconds. Where
exactly.
I'm thinking, right, this girl's been waiting for a while.
But he's really interested in free your shots and he really wants to speak about
your
it.
Your time is a little bit longer than
Taser's. I didn't hear a time for Taser.
10 seconds.
All I heard with Taser was said there's a time and a place.
Look, the link's on the table. Like
that's what asking when's the time and the place. So, you get me?
Am I in a hotel? You go to the reception to quickly get some.
You're moving, man.
You're gonna leave the girl upstairs because man wants to talk about free shots at the reception.
Mom, that's a real situation.
If you give me a discount, I'll check you for a bit, bro. Give me a discount, bro. Mom will say to you, listen, yo, what you saying, bro? You're 20% off. Give me your card, fam.
No, that is fucking funny,
bro. Power is every girl is somewhat attracted to some form of influence. Power is fleeting. Power is subjective.
You think it's the same with guys? You think man look in the group of girls and they're like, you know what I mean? I want the bitch that's running shit.
No, but guys look at, we're different. We look at, we're aesthetics.
Like, actually, no. I genuinely, for me, I care about aesthetics, but I do.
Yeah, you're baffed. You're baffed in it. I don't know what aesthetics means.
Wait, let go of it. You said athletics.
Oh, wow.
That's what I looked at you. I said, you know,
man said 100 meters fucking sprint.
I'm trying to find out the one who can jump the highest. That's what I was trying to make sure. You said athletics or aesthetics.
I'm licking your lips and relax, man.
No, I feel like it's too early. No, with groups.
Camera, shoot on me. Where's the cameraman?
Taser.
Hey, cameraman, hit me up.
When you look at a group of chicks, you know what I mean? They're the chick that makes things happen. You know what I mean? Like at the end of the night, where a group of girls goes, it depends on certain chicks in certain groups. You know what I'm saying? Where she likes that group of Donnies there, they're going that way. You see what I'm saying? And the chick's looking at you, bar. You know what I'm saying?
That's what you get.
Do you guys care about that though?
That's what I'm saying.
Do you guys look at the head chick in that?
No, I think what Keith might mean is like, even if there's a book that speaks about it as well, I can't remember the name, but it's kind of like there's girls in the groups you need to be friends with because she's the one that will veto a next bridging to be okay to go with you.
Okay.
You know, like if their friends don't like you, there's no way you're leaving with that chick.
Man said the green light. You know,
she's not leaving the group. You know what I mean? Because that girl's going to be like, where are you going? Nah. But in the moment she likes that brother,
She doesn't mind you slipping away with.
When the friends come for permission,
does that girl ever tend to be the nicest one in the group?
Normally not.
No.
Normally not.
The bouncer's never the nicest.
It's normally the thingy, the contradictory one as well. Still.
So the one with
if someone was entertaining her, she would have wanted.
She would have gone already.
Yeah. So the one with influence in their group normally isn't the nicest.
It's not really influence. It's more like a bullying thing, man.
It's the one with the biggest mouth, man. The one with the power, you're saying, in the group.
Yeah, they could obviously stop or make shit fly.
Yeah.
Because realistically, you get them girls start saying, "Oh, I would, but my brethren." Then
you see the brethren.
Them ones, they're like, "Come on, man!"
And the brethren standing there, like the shadows just come, and it's like, "Fuck."
You gotta say, "What do you want to drink, babes?"
A keg. Objectifying. What? She don't want nothing from you. Really, she just wants. She just wants to get away from you in that situation. So I was just working out: do men see them girls and think, "Yeah, man, she's the one I need to be."
I think guys that understand the game or a bit more calculated will look at that. Scenario,
you cop her a drink
like,
in that.
Hmm,
you know what I mean? What do you do with yourself? How are you? Mm. What, everything good, yeah? What, you moved to any guys in here? No?
But you can normally tell because once you start talking to the one you like, the someone other one will come over.
In the periphery.
Everything correct, babes? Or you can see her in the background. But you're thinking,
the thing is, I've seen.
I'm just going to go toilet, yeah, babes.
I've seen and been told at times that the girl you're talking to that you think is actually into you, she's actually sent for her brethren to come and
that can never happen.
What does that mean?
As in, you think the brethren's pop blocking.
No,
you think the brethren's pop blocking. But she's got it on. She's before they come to the night, she's saying, if anyone comes, if I give a flick or whatever, I'll come over and shake this thing.
Because
I'm saying a lot of guys feel that the butter's friend has come and just shagged it.
Oh, okay.
No, but I'm saying in terms of like the actual girls being like, listen,
sometimes, but sometimes if you got sauce, you can overcome that situation.
You can if you, but if, got, you, if you don't like
sauce,
you,
no, if
you don't
like no, no, no. If you've got sauce, all the girl has to look at a gear of bread is like, oh no, not him. Still, you
that
nigga there comes over.
sometimes I'm gonna need you to be here.
But sometimes the brother comes over anyway, just to make sure. Yeah, because she hasn't gotten the signal to let her know.
But then the signal gets given.
Is he cool or not?
It's like, no, he's cool.
I'm alright, babes.
Or I know him. You know, I know him. And you look at the brother like,
bro, I will always give the example of when I was at your thing and that girl was moving mad and her brethren's come up to me and she won't follow me around. Like, and bro, you know when I was like, take her. You know what I mean? Leave with her. You know what I mean? Like, she's following me. She's finished.
Man, I'm opposite though.
Like, finished, bro. Like, you know when the girl's coming over like, are you okay?
Because if the thing goes over to Marv, I'm not going to couple up the thing. Like, enjoy.
No.
I'll tell her to fuck off.
No. I've looked at bro.
What's man
Marv
doing here? I'll be like, you're at it.
I'm not. No.
What are you doing here?
What's man doing here?
With guys, it doesn't work in the same way. Because remember, Marv, I told you there was the one time where the chicks come over to man and she's asking about my brethren. And I'm thinking, I know for a fact he's not interested. You know what it also is? I'm not going to do, man. Like, because I said, you know your brethren. You know what your brethren are on. When the chick came over and she was asking man questions, I was like, not gonna lie to you. You know what I mean? It's not going the way that you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Because you could be out there trying to talk to her next buff thing, and she's then, you know what I mean? I've led her to believe it's okay. Yeah. She's come to talk to you. The buff thing's gone.
Mad thing.
You see what I'm saying? Where I could just tell the girl, just get in the Uber, babes. You know what I mean?
The worst one, yeah. Just leave. It's when the girl tries to come to you and basically say that how her friend's on you.
And
that still happens in 2018.
But you vetted the group already.
Nah, the worst one's literally, you even vetted the group. This one's pure. Like, she's come to you, you're thinking, wow, what's going on, babe? Ah, my friend likes you. You're like, what? You look at
this. I told you, man, I done a dusty one. I done a dusty one. This is the one I can say where, you know, I was on a dusty situation. So I was feeling the bridge or whatever. I messaged the brethren, yeah, start a conversation to tell her that my brethren was feeling her brethren. But at the same time, her brethren's hit me up. You see what I'm saying? Brethren's all right as well. So obviously, I started talking to the other one. So she's like, oh, my brethren told me that, you know what I mean? He said, your brethren likes me.
Mm.
And you know, I tell her, no, I met me.
Man's talking about the same person twice, you know?
You know what it always went, bro? I was like, you know what? We're all right here still.
Bro, I never forget the day when one girl was... I spoke to one girl. This is back day, bruv. Like, so, No, I'm being serious. Bruv, you're getting on my nerves today, bruv. On the road, bruv. You're really pissing me off, bruv. So, spoke to her. This is on Facebook. So, then she logged in on her brethren's account.
Facebook's still active, but okay.
So, who uses that?
Some people still use it.
All right, cool. Well, that's how you know a long time ago. So I spoke to her. For some reason, she added me on Facebook. So, I'm like, all right, whatever, innit? But then, for some reason, she signed in from a brother's account and messaged me from a brother's account to like speak to me. So I'm like, who's this? He's like, ah, it's so and so. Just happened to be on my Bridging's account. Our Bridging was weird. The moment that happened, I started making news, bro. The goal changed, fam. You know what I'm saying? It was 500 aggregate, bro. We need to score 4 goals, bro.
What did you mean to Bridging?
Huh? What?
Hey, like I said,
you see where the
questions get.
Fam, I can't. Like, the thing is, the mics are even. I can't even hear properly.
Fuck it up. Hey.
You see if a girl asks you if you've done something with a Bridging and you have. Yeah. But the Bridging that's asking you is nice. Do you say yes or no?
Ask your Bridging.
A lie?
Yeah, but don't you think that sounds weird? No, don't you think that sounds weird?
Ask your Bridging.
Yeah.
No, but sometimes, bro, chicks are wicked. Do you remember one time when I told you where the girl was talking about inviting man out? Invited man for food years ago, and remember it was after I was feeding the Bridging, and I slid in the Bridging's DM. Within a couple of hours, the other girl started conversation talking about you know what I mean, I want to invite you up, you know what you mean,
she's wicked.
God for
and bro wicked. She never ever did anything off the back of that, but I knew the other thing was dead.
Yeah, but you know what's happened? She probably spoke to her Bridging about your fruit in a group chat,
and I think
and her Bridging's
wait,
been like, huh?
you see when girls do ask that question though. Do they already know?
That's what you don't know. That's my point. You don't know. Like, I don't. Okay, it happened to me.
Just couple, in them eyes, bro.
A couple years back. Yeah. And the girl's gone.
How sex is
but
sex?
It's about her sister. So she's gone, you've actually gotten better with age, but I would like to take you out, but I don't know if you've done a thing with my sister.
Oh, hey, man, I'm like,
ask your sister. She's like, I have. I'm like, so what answer did you give me? I'm like, what the fuck?
In that case, did you actually... We ain't do shit.
Nah, obviously not. But I'm just saying, what did the sister say? I don't know what the sister said.
What I'll say to her is, when you're free.
Because so I'm trying to work out a lot of the time.
When you're free, bro.
A lot of the time. Women know you're lying, innit?
Yeah, but
they know you're going to lie.
Okay, they know you're going to lie.
They just want to see if you're going to lie. Yeah, they just need you to pinpoint the assumption they have or the little bit of detail they have. So they want you to basically verify.
So now she you're gonna say no.
Man, Twitter, man, said verify. I'm not verifying.
You're gonna say no, or you're gonna say this ain't it. What are you talking about? And then it's gonna be hazy because she's gonna keep asking you. If she don't believe you, it's gonna keep coming up.
No, but
some
the thing
stage.
Is, for me personally, the only person that can ask me a proper question is that my mum, my girl, my wife. Right. You get me?
Wait, if
it's a link, you just ask me a question. Right. Asking me that. Right.
Wait, I got a situation I had to ask last year. Last loads I'm talking about here.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I want to say, okay, let me type the name first. Nah, so we're talking about the same person.
This is tight.
What song's that?
So with that situation, yeah.
Okay.
So she's asked me a question, yeah.
What's going on here?
I've told her I don't want to answer the question.
Imagine it on podcast.
Nah, wait. This is a long time going, basically.
This is how we've been trying to play for time. We've been trying to talk about this for time.
So she's gone. I really need to know this. Like, I can't progress with anyone without knowing this. The answer to this question. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
what kind of beat did man give her?
No.
You can't progress.
It hasn't even got. But it's getting to that point.
This is an issue.
That sentence there is mad. Yeah, I cannot progress.
That's
until,
why my head was hot. My head was hot.
What are you, man? Loud. You know she can't sleep until she's dead.
So I'm saying to her, listen, babe, I don't answer this question. It's irrelevant. Basically, body count. I don't answer this question. Then she's gone, well, I need to know.
Wait, she's telling you she can't sleep until she hears your body count.
Fam, she needs to know the body count for some reason.
She's crazy, bro.
No, basically, she's been through some situations.
I would have given her 4. I would have said 4.
I gave her a realistic one. I gave her 10. Realistic one. She's like, all right, that's cool.
Realistic for who?
That was realistic for me.
Realistic one. For an
Eskimo
fam.
You know what I said?
It was believable. I said 10. Yeah. Then she goes, okay, I can live with that. Thing. I've had peace.
What, for your whole life?
Wait, at the time I was like 21, 22. Oh, cool. Or maybe 23, whatever. She was cool with that. Anyway.
That's still a...
Bear in mind, there's another girl that apparently they became friends, but this girl tried to move to me before, but I went on it.
She was 11. So she said,
no, no, she said that she asked me the same question, and to put her off, I lied. So I said some mad high number. She was put off. Cool.
And they spoke to each other.
They had a sleepover.
Oh, what, 10 cross references? 312.
But I knew I was finished. I knew I was finished. Then she goes, the excuse she gave me was, you're too bait, that I can't see you no more.
Do you know what makes
couple,
me
about, wait, wait,
I'm gonna come
wait,
wait, wait, wait. No, I'm gonna come back to that.
Couple
actually.
Months later, yeah. Who's she going out with?
Oh,
some,
mad.
Some boy. Yeah. Just, the problem is, yeah.
Just mad bait as well.
You know what the problem is, yeah? Power.
So I said, like, I'm
what, wait, wait, hold on. Man, I said, spread power.
Influence.
So in my head, I'm like, because what happened is she went to a rave in
Coventry. Influence.
She went to, no, what happened? She went to a rave in Coventry, a uni rave. In the toilets, I was getting finished.
I am moving, man.
I was getting finished in the toilets by some girls.
Nah,
wow.
She's like, yo, I'm not even in London and there's girls in the toilets talking about you. Like, what's going on? Are you sure you're
the thing is, yeah, I don't think she ever anticipated that situation hitting her because she was meant to be in a like, mad, lengthy situation.
Mm.
That kind of went sideways. Then she was obviously coming into contact with other guys. And the thing is, she was actually feeling tea, yeah? Feeling, but his source game was on the rise up. Oh, that's why now, if she was to hit him up, it would, like, obviously, she's like a legendary Super Saiyan. But, like, she could still get declined because man's source game's high. But big and serious. But anyway,
I'm not going to lie.
Anyway, that's my laugh, yeah.
I'm not going
to
lie to you.
When things get tight, hey, that's how I
when
start.
When, the funniest
when
laugh,
I thought I bagged it, yeah, I was surprised.
No, 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 big and serious. She's a legendary.
The picture I first saw, I thought she was someone else. The funny enough, the girl I thought she was initially, I know her.
That piff, she thought she was a catfish.
No, no, no. I went.
As in them picture
no,
that's
no,
got
to be yeah, no, I went.
You know, when you go in a lift, yeah, and you look in the mirror and think, I'm bun, you know. Like,
bruv, she's wavy. I went in tits with her.
Biggest serious, you go to the lift, you think, bruv, this girl.
That's the shit you show, you
bro.
But I'm in the lift, you know. I'm punching, you know.
Bro, forget punching. You just look in the mirror and you think, man is gooch, you know.
Wavy,
I'm actually gooch. And this girl, she's been hoodwinked.
And do you know what makes it worse? No. Do you know what makes it worse? Do you know what makes it worse as well? Listen. The way her upbringing up towards like first year of uni, yeah, she was made to believe she was clapped.
100%.
Bro, I'm telling you, talk to her.
By who though?
Just
like in and around her surroundings, because yeah, where she kind of grew up weren't really
Bristol or Cambridge.
No, it was ends, but it weren't. Yeah, I'm saying.
And even the dude she went out with didn't really praise her.
So because don't forget, he the thing is, he hit his source game quite early.
Early, yeah.
So when he hit like uni stages, he was moving mad. Like he started going ham. So realistically,
I took her for granted.
In terms of her own insecurity and that went down and whatnot.
Oh, so that's what it is then. Oh,
so she already came into the relationship with her own hurts and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And he amplified it. And then what happened is she, you know. They broke up. He done a madness or whatever. They broke up, and then she was just wandering, and then
must have wandering.
Yeah, she was wandering. Like, literally,
the wilderness. Like, the man found her still.
Like spirit watch. She was just literally just wandering,
looking for manna in the desert.
Literally wandering. And then she just came into. She kept coming into contact with people, but I feel like she was quite socially awkward because. She didn't get like, why are you all moving to me?
Yeah.
Like she knew, she just didn't clock. Why, why are you all moving to me?
Because she was damaged emotionally.
You understand? So she's like, why are you man all moving to me?
Exterior, like it was peng looking, but inside she wasn't that confident.
Then grabbed her and then like, you know what I mean? Life was.
And it's funny how life goes back.
Because now
she's on man.
Source game.
She's on man now.
No, I'm talking about.
I'm just saying, source game's terrific, and we're like, obviously, the more we talk about it, the more one day she's gonna listen and know it's about her, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I'm saying it's funny how life just spins back around.
The dude she's with.
Because now she's gonna obviously start messaging everyone.
It's the same dude we're talking about.
Oh, he's back on the scene.
Yeah, she ended up with.
End up with the that same money. Her.
Oh, oh, man. Man. The funny thing,
listen, the DM. Just,
what?
Man, I'm gonna get DMs now. You know, I'm too old to get DMs.
You, you're always on. You're always on podcast saying something.
Bro, you know what it is? Yeah? I'm just very, very, very. I'll just tell it.
Iggy Gonzalez,
but the wickedest thing is, yeah, like if you look at it carefully, a lot of girls that man them admire. Mm. If you actually
take it and strip it away. A lot of them are insecure.
Do you know the maddest thing is sometimes I've the same thing you're saying is like kind of it's weird though. It's like the with a buff girl, when she's buff, the initial chase is like, rah, this girl's a worldie. But the moment you get it, she's buff, but like it's kind of like not in a bad way.
But Pri, a lot of the people's online persona, people chase and they're like, oh, I just wanna just this fucking girl, I just wanna, you know what I mean? Hit her up like moving like Wesley Pipes. Until you get her and you realise, oh.
That's what I'm saying.
You literally just exhibit the traits of somebody I would just not holler at.
But that could it be, just that, depends, because Mr. Man see above Squally. Tick and you know what I mean? You're chilling in the car, Marvin, and pulling out cigarettes to smoke.
It's a bit mad. It's a bit mad.
Pulling out fags, you know?
It's a bit tight.
She's bagging on her leg and the team's covered up.
You're moving like that, Marv. I'm talking about roll-ups. So she's in the whip, you know what I mean? Rolling
up. Tobacco.
Rolling up.
I will kick her out my whip, blood.
She's looking like this, you know?
Are you a sailor?
M20.
Bro, you know what it's, bro, you know what times I've been raving, yeah, and I'm thinking there's a girl and I'm thinking, let me chat to her. Then I go, like, you walk and you sit in the smoking area and she's lighting up. I'm not talking to you today. You're mad. You lift a girl that smokes, you get a sore throat, bro. Nah, idiot thing, bro.
Smoking dramatically lowers your buffness.
Because you might be on a sly weed thing as well.
Come on.
And they always say this.
The weed man might have given you a young bag.
It's a bit mad. It's a bit like this. What I'm saying. A lot of the things that are romanticized and seems like a poetic justice thing are loads of like dickhead things. Yeah. Like if your girl's going to pick up and then you come in the yard and she's bagging up and rolling up, like people, you always get the images on Twitter of us looking into the stars. I'm laying on your belly and you're blazing a zoot.
But the thing is, remember, but that's for us. But for example, if you're a smoker,
then
that's
cool.
For
but
you.
No, what I'm saying is that is the romanticized version.
If I get home, you're rolling up. That's the last time I come to the house.
That's the romanticized version. Until you get there you see her licking the tits. It's just what you know, doing.
Like, how do you know that you're doing anyway?
You're going in for a hug. And she's what talking are you doing, bro? You're going in for a hug. And
she comes in. No one shows you the picture where she's doing it. Come on, bro.
Got the grander.
Got the grander. Then you've hugged her. A bit's dropped on the floor. She starts switching.
Or they have that like hot smell.
She's got a damn every other month.
Talking about White Willow.
Have you seen the video where the girls have chopped up the lines over the phone and the glass, the juice is cocaine, and the glass falls over,
never.
Juice spills all over the cocaine. Never. If you hear the way the girls were screaming,
bro, do you see what I'm saying? And
bro, why are the girls is in the back crying?
Bro, do you see what I'm saying? Like there's movies where Donnie wakes up and he'll answer the door and it's like, yeah, the bad boy. He'll wake up, put on a chinchilla, and then he'll pick up a cigarette and open the door. Yeah, what up? And girls are like, oh my days, bro. Do you know how much you stink when you smoke, bro?
Bro, what's the cigars you mean?
What?
Or the
cigarette, bro. Man wakes up like a Brad Pitt. Wakes up, slaps on a chinchilla. He answers the door and this woman's like, oh, wow. And girls are like, oh my days. Da-da-da-da. You got brothers smoking 40 fags in between their break.
No, but no,
they're getting air.
No, but them...
air.
Them man there, though, you forget, it's the bad boy thing. Like, girls in Hollywood, they associate that with the bad
and
boy.
There's man them trying to emulate that, but they're dusty and getting air.
Bro, you can't emulate that when you're working.
It's all fun and games until man
50 hours
man's riding around and hitting beef and you're in the passenger seat.
100%. Because when your window gets licked into, you're fuming.
Yeah, but some girls
you're getting slapped too.
I always say it, bro. I think for a lot of this stuff is sexy, you know what I mean? When there's 6 degrees of separation, when, you know, he's running home and it's a madness happen. When someone drags her up now, you know what I mean?
Come
and they put her in the boot, bro, and man are kicking her in the face. Trust me. Ain't nothing sexy about that, because think about it. There's certain man that will bang her in the face. None of this, you know what I mean?
Quickly.
We've got your girl, come here. We've got your girl. We've banged her in the face.
You know what it all goes wavy?
On? We're banging her again, and that's it. That's not sexy. So for a lot of them, it's, you know what I mean? You know, just like you were saying, Marv, kind of the allure. Mm. So for a lot of them, it's the idea
so
of
is,
certain
is,
things.
Is this the word of the day, allure, yeah? Is this what we're going to ride with, yeah?
Bro, because with certain things, you know what I mean? They want to go out there, enjoy man, go Novikov, do
no, I'm
this.
Just saying, I just want to know if and when I can incorporate this word into the word of the day.
Even there's that show that was on yesterday, the social media show, that you've seen it. I didn't watch it, but it's supposedly like you can be whoever you want to be. It's like a new game show. I think Maya Jama's one of the hosts. You've seen it?
Oh, The Circle.
The Circle, yeah.
Okay.
So basically it's like there's a group of people and mm-hmm. then you can become whoever you want to be on social media, but then they don't actually meet the person, I think, until later.
Yeah.
Something to do with that, but that's how...
social media. But then it's like
could people create?
But the lifestyle is just mad because obviously I'm seeing people say no to drugs, drug dealing. They've always got some shit to say. But James St. Patrick, they're moving mad for Ghost. Mm-hmm.
It's because of the way he looks.
The first episode, man wears the suit, the body, man watched the first episode.
It's power though, isn't
it? I was watching it with a few of my peoples and he come out, he took off his jacket, he had the vest. Okay, cool, he's a bit blocks now. Man started speaking Spanish. Okay, cool.
Bilingual, okay.
Then it's like, okay.
I tell him, got the mustato, come,
what?
He's got the waves in that, come on.
Then
got
the beard. All of a sudden, he shot the brother. I'm hearing, I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. Because you're telling all these things, drug dealing, bullshit, da 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 da. But this guy, you're like, okay, drug dealing shit, but if I could be with a drug dealer, it'll be him.
Yeah, but
because them, yeah, you know, for them, they're, you know, when
he's trying to get out.
When you know, when people justify, like, your mind, like, you know, will try and justify certain things. Because with a lot of these girls, you try and know right now, you know what I mean? She can be going to Novikov with you, Selfridges, you're buying all of these things when she's just living that part of the life. Mm. It's fun. Come to the crib and tell her there's 4 burners right now, you know what I mean? With about 16 bodies in between them. Can I leave this in the crib?
What?
You know, some of these girls, it's like...
The funny thing is, some girls might be like,
Some girls. But for a lot of girls...
Leave it under the bed.
That's the girl. But that's the girl you want. That's the girl
for
you
For me, I always say to
her,
if I say I want to leave some shit in your house and you say yes...
I think you're the
when
girl.
I come and collect the things there, still. You're finished.
You're moving, man.
Marv,
if I told you,
she's taking those 4 burners, still. You're going over for her to go put the 4 burners, there's eight burners in there.
Leave your one on the right, still.
Yeah, no, don't put it next to them ones there. Tyrone doesn't like people touching these things.
There's a pattern. There's an absolute pattern. Yeah. Nah, to be fair, a lot of these things are glamorized and romanticized, but it's bullshit, man.
But remember, a lot of the time, sometimes, I don't know how some people do it, but they get in girls' heads sometimes. Like, there's certain girls that you're... Have you ever been speaking to a girl before and then she tells you what her ex done to her? And you're thinking, how did you let man do this? Ain't never happened to you before. You're talking to
her. And she talked about she got the whip out for man on finance, got four rollies out for man.
And you're looking at her thinking, hold on.
How did you get a loan for 40 bags?
Some of the things girls have told me that they've done for their ex, I'm thinking, are you serious? And then after I'm thinking to myself,
no, it makes me feel like I'm wasting my
time. Yeah, I'm like, nah. I'm thinking to myself, nah.
Am I not associating now?
I'm not saying I want to Jules girls, but
remember, Tinder remortgages her house to give man money.
But I'm thinking to myself, hold on, I don't want to Jules girls and that, but I'm thinking, me and you having an argument over bullshit, yeah?
Wait. And you're taking rollies out for niggas whose real names you don't even know.
Your whole life.
Wait, hold on, I need to ask a question, yeah?
It's a bit tight.
What's happening? You're now listening to the Free Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black. What, you like the blood, Clark?
That house party in question, yeah? Was he there?
Which one?
In Edgeware.
Which one was that?
Situation we're talking about, there's a girl that was a victim of this situation, yeah? We both know her, because we were both at the same house party.
Yeah.
Was he there?
No. That was another... This guy's been banging this for... That was another one.
Oh, it's the same...
But he was there, though.
He was there at the same house party, yeah?
And she came to me on smoke.
Yeah. No, that was a... You kept laughing.
Yeah, no, she came to that. Tell your friend.
The same girl.
No, another girl.
This is A girl.
A girl, like, came to my pal.
To tell Taze.
No, she came. We was in a house party.
He was with his boys. I was with
mine.
This girl clocked him and just hit him with smoke.
That's another one.
Yeah.
So that means this guy's a serial finesse boy.
Bear in mind, you just found out.
No, but the thing is,
oh, the same brother.
Yeah, the same brother.
Ended up with.
Yeah.
Oh my!
No. Look. Wait, let me give you the same brother. Let me give you the
that saucy back there.
No, this is a whole new situation.
But it's the same dude.
There's a boy in this world, yeah,
fucking hell,
who is very. He's now creating a career out of finessing things out of chicks. That's his brand, Finessa. Yeah. So,
that's his occupation.
Literally,
that's his job.
Like, he's getting them to take things out for a minute.
Huh?
Listen, keep listening.
So obviously, this same situation now, it's just dawned on me that
I think I know it's
this girl came to
in
me
the store, Taze. In the store, right?
This girl's come to me on smoke, and I'm like,
so I'm sitting there thinking, bro,
she's switching
there?
Though.
But they're locked,
bro. Imagine
you're your people.
Yeah. So imagine you're seeing like Imagine you, man, are just like in the corner and you're just seeing, you can't hear, but you could just see, and like bare hand signs and gun thing, and you're just thinking, wow, what's going on?
His man, them are just laughing.
Everyone's just because laughing. They know.
She's getting mad.
The thing is,
everyone's just laughing.
We're like, you let my man do this to you.
No.
We're like,
Joe, you know, made it worse. She came in the party making it seem as if like she was engaged, didn't it? These men started busting up straight.
Oh. Mad smoke.
It's like busting
she,
up. Like,
she tried to sauce on us at first,
like,
didn't it?
They were like, oh, you thought you was engaged? I swear. And this guy, you know how he laughs already? He's just laughing.
No way. Listen, Doddy's mad because Doddy's been engaged a few times.
Oh, hey, bruv. This is hey, we've been through some shit. Nah, the thing is, because she rolled up
engaged
in
to no, listen, oh, multiple.
You know when it was like growing up, it's like certain man was doing deal to bang.
Yeah.
Literally. So he was like engaged to engage. Like he was doing mad. Like his engagement level to finesse was amazing. Like, so he's doing certain things. So he's going into where she would work or whatever. He is raping the tip. Listen, my man is basically sponsored by this brand, basically. Yeah? She is losing her livelihood. She's ready to go in jail. Listen, she's doing a maza for this brother. Yeah.
Imagine this, yeah. I come in, so we're bridges. I'm just assuming you're going to bust man in it. So I come in to pay for my stuff.
You said that, I remember that story.
T-Mobile.
And then they rang. She rang him to say, what's going on? Yeah. I was like, what? Oh, move,
bro, the wickedest thing is, she probably bust him so much, yeah, that anyone else who was trying to jog in that store, they could nothing they could do because she had used all the ticket.
All the jog
was done. So if you got 1,000 jug credits, she's using 987. So everyone else, so imagine 3 man, 4 man are coming to jug on the day. She's jugged from 9 o'clock.
Early. Man's on the late shift. Like,
she's
what?
She's jugged already.
Oh, man.
So these times,
my
she's
used
thinking,
to move to things outside Barclays. For
bro, she's thinking, I'm engaged now. I'm over the moon.
I'm used to this.
When she's come, we've all started giggling, yeah? But these times, I'm that thinking, oh, I didn't know.
That you didn't know.
Yeah. So now you know. Bro, she started switching. And then my man just had a serial career of, you know what I'm saying, finessing.
And she left the house. She left the house party up.
So. I know men that have come up with that. I'm talking about men that are 6 figures up now.
Big, bro. Big. Sir, you got sugar. True. Is it sugar babies? Yeah. I don't know what the male equivalent, if it's escort or gigolo or whatever they do. Yeah. But there's certain men.
Sex though, like it's
no, but there's certain men who are actually.
You see him, yeah?
On,
if you see his record for that.
Yeah, there are certain,
yeah, I heard still.
There's certain men who are on this. They go out.
Finish women's lives.
And they
finish.
Finesse.
See, the thing is, as Taze said, I'm not heartless like that, yeah, so I couldn't do it.
Heartless.
But at the same time.
Man, we call him Max Brandon, fam.
Man said Max Brandon, you know?
I'm Max Brandon, guys. Black dog, yeah?
Stacy.
There's one situation where I honestly believe it was him, but obviously she doesn't know. She's told me the story and I'm like, listen, yeah. In my head, I'm like, it was him, but whatever. So imagine it's a fresh meat. No one knows this thing. Yeah. No one started chatting to her, reasoning with her, showing her certain places, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, gets an invite back to her yard. He's like, right, you got bare keys kind of thing. She's like, oh yeah, my dad buys and sells cars, whatever. Cool. Man's looking at the car keys, thinking, nothing really special. Mm-hmm. Man sees a fresh TT. Tell me why 2 weeks later the whip's gone and she doesn't know who's taking it. I'm like, 2 and 2 together. She's like, no, it couldn't have been. I'm like, so
she must have rang me and said, bro, I swear.
Yeah. You know
when
you're
gone.
You know when you come around to help her look for it. Did you check between the sofa?
It could have fallen in the trainers, you know.
I'm like,
this is disgusting, man. This is what I'm saying about crime these days, man.
Are you sure?
Hey, yo.
But this is what I'm saying. So now
there's bear man to do it. It's
bear man.
Fuck.
Bear man. Bro. There is man who their purpose is to find vulnerable. Well, even that, you see that little joke documentary thing, yeah? The guy who flew, they've been talking online and he flew the white lady over to Nigeria.
Oh, yeah.
His 90 purpose, days. His purpose.
Get paperwork.
Purpose. Is to get paperwork. Yeah. Certain man's purpose is that she's got a credit.
But them kind of things there, them ones are a bit different for me.
No. See why in them situations there, I don't feel sorry.
I'll do the same thing.
I'm like, you've known man for 3 days.
Yeah, and you want to bring one over. And
yeah, but that's
bringing
that
over 3 days.
That is something within them. They're yearning for love.
I'll do the same thing.
If you've been single for 10 plus years, 13 plus years, you're already just looking for your fairy. There's some people who believe you're going to get married in XYZ.
But you know, when Nee was working in the bank,
to a Nigerian brother,
yes. Even when he come and said, "Oh, you know, get her this cloth because she know make it wide because she's fat."
That episode killed me.
She slapped him.
She slapped him.
She was fuming. Did you really just say that?
Bro, because my bibs, you are flat.
When Nee was working in the bank, mate. Like, you know, like in the bank, people, they get kind of prepped for, you know what I mean, scams and stuff that's going on. The ladies come over. It's a rich white lady or whatever. She's coming to the bank or whatever. Apparently, she's inherited some land in the next country or whatever. They're telling her, you know what I mean, she needs to send over this much money and this, the pattern, the thing. Nee and them, they're telling her, listen, you know what I mean? We'd advise that you don't send this money because these are scams. Boom, boom, boom. She's like, listen, it's my pee. Hit the belly. Run that. 150 racks gone like that. I can't feel sorry for them people. Bro, man told... You know what they told her? Don't do it. Listen, you know what I mean? It's a 90%. She's like, we're good over here.
How many times have you been in a situation where you feel like the girl's willing to do stuff for you? It's at that moment where you like, nah,
you have a decision to make.
This girl's too invested in me. I need to back off because... Huh?
No,
some guys, yeah, that's what they wait.
Do you know it's not? But
with
girls though, any girl that I know that like would do something for me, I just don't do it. Take it. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't back off. Like,
yeah, so
cool.
you've chosen to be made.
That's my point. But I don't even let women cook for me or clean for me.
This is my point. There's these guys, yeah, that would do that.
I'll take a young. Hold on. I'll take a young male still. I'm not gonna lie.
For me, it's a power thing.
I'll take a young meal.
You know what I like to see women, especially. You know, if you take away cooking,
I'm scared of this.
Take away cooking and cleaning, right, and all of these tiny little things for certain women, there's nothing they can do for you. For me, I want to see what you can do for me outside of that. In terms of, I don't want to take it, but I want to. You know, when you want to see.
So you're saying whatever. You can do it for yourself anyway.
Anyway, yeah. So those little things, I don't need you to.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'll take a young meal, bruv.
For me, bro,
it's an investment, though. So some girls now feel invested in you now they cook for you.
And that's one thing, like,
you
know
what I mean?
When a chick, think about it, she buys you.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm with Lance on this one.
What do you want?
A woman buys you an expensive cooking gift. No. Tiny little things like that.
That's like her getting you lingerie on your birthday.
I never said it was cooking.
It depends on who's cooking. If I go and check a girl, yeah. And she's cooked already, but she happens to deal with me a plate.
A man has changed.
Relax, man. But if she's put, like, as Keith said, if she's coming around to my house with ingredients and cooking for me, but if it's a case of I'm going around to her,
so when we fall out, she's going to come and tell me.
Wait,
to get the groceries. Yeah. She told my brother, she's like, I want to cook for man, yeah? She told him she wanted to cook for a minute. And she told me I'd bring the ingredients. You know, my brother said, bro, he went to the crib. A man took what was left over. And I'm talking leftover ingredients.
Half an onion.
What? I bought the ingredients for you to have in your house for you to cook later.
No. That's basically what she does. She's a finesse.
She's a finesse.
My brother, he only knew because I told him.
Nah, she's a finesse. Yeah, this girl's
that's
a
finesse. Wild, fam.
Bro, I told you when I was nearly at the yard. She gave me a list of groceries.
Cigarettes. I don't want to go.
That's not
yeah.
Lord,
you must do
put cigarettes on the list.
I didn't.
Don't lie to
me. She didn't tell me cigarettes.
That's
about?
Like a man putting a certain amount of petrol to get me from to and from my house. I'm not giving you extra petrol to drive to link someone else. I know it cost me £6 to get to my house. I'm going to put that.
You
in.
Know, you're sitting in a man's car, like, yo, big man, don't go over 60 still.
Come on.
I mean? Miles per gallon.
This is it. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to give you peco to be zipping around.
Oh, but can we go back to what I said?
All right.
So you're not telling me that you don't think girls are out there cooking for dudes and believing that, yeah, this is me investing.
No, some people are. Yeah.
No, I know. You agree.
Okay, all right, yeah.
But so that, you don't feel like if you used to cut this girl off, she wouldn't throw that back in your face?
No.
You wouldn't entertain it. She's taking the piss.
I've never had a girl ever, but I heard a few girls say this to me over the years, yeah? But I've never heard a... I've never heard a girl say, after I cook for you.
That's the least of your worries, right? Oh, now.
You got a flipping cheek.
Do you know what I mean?
No, but that's what I'm saying. For me, it's the little things. Little things like that accumulate where someone feels like they're invested and they were doing things for you and stuff like that. For me, I don't like people doing things for me because, you know, you start to feel like.
For me, I feel like it's actual favors. Like, I'm not saying.
Those
little things do accumulate.
They do, but I'm thinking of more favors as in like her, like, man that asks girls for money. Like, she could throw that in your face. I borrowed you money. Like, cool. Like, all right, cool.
To be fair, you got
man out of a space.
That is wild.
And, bro, and she's out there in front of people as well.
Do you know what I mean?
In front of people.
Man, them bang it.
Bro, do you know how many...
When I'm saying that's wild, yeah, because I know guys who are asking anyone for peas.
Bro, the bad thing
anyone
is...
The thing that doesn't make sense to me, hold on, you're not taking it in. Anyone
yes,
for
but
peas.
The funny thing is...
No,
bro,
hold on, stop.
No, I hear what you're saying, bro. No, listen.
Anyone... Bro, listen, anyone... Like, man are in a group chat talking to you. They've preed that, okay, you're the mother of the group. So I message you outside the group. Oh, how's your day? I'm stressed, man. Why, what's wrong? Oh, my rent, yeah. And I'm 5 bills over. Can you bust me 5 bills? My rent, I get paid on Friday. But they're basically trying to navigate you towards dropping them pay.
And you're thinking, big man, I don't know you.
But like,
but the thing is, the more worrying thing for me is that there's no alarm.
Yeah.
Like, I spoke to girls that said, one time I speak to one girl and she was like, oh,
that's because I told you they pat down guys like the security guard at the top.
One guy rang me and said to me that his car got clamped and he needs £300 to release the clamp, blah, blah, blah.
And so what? I said it.
No, but he didn't ask her. He just mentioned it.
No, he asked her for the pee.
Oh. Because a lot of the times guys don't ask,
because they started talking, she was like, oh, should I give it? And I'm like, the clamp doesn't cost 3 bills. Because the car's still there. That when they take it to the pound, you might pay 3 bills or 260 or something.
Maybe it's old money.
It's not transported. Like, but the thing is, the story was bruv, she was thinking about giving it.
Yeah, what?
And think about how many other girls have been just linking a dude that's giving them maybe good D or they like him. I need to start giving man pee.
Let me ask you a question.
Girls are doing these things for guys whose real names they don't know. Ask these girls, do you know what his last name is?
You're being loud, fam. You've given a man
7 bills.
How many girls don't know my real name?
No.
Oh, well, you're getting finessing girls.
No, I'm just saying, in general, girls don't know my real name.
But are you asking her for 7 bills?
No, to be fair,
she's asking you for 7 bills. If you're asking for 7 bills,
the name on your passport is kind of like Taser. Like, it's just come now.
You're justifying it, I agree.
Literally, your name is Taser.
That is your name, though.
Your name is Taser.
If someone says Taser, they'll know who you are.
I've got a brethren, like his name is Jacksaw, yeah? Jacksaw make a backsaw, isn't it? Real player in this game, isn't it?
Man said Jacksaw make a backsaw, you know?
Jack Bender
back. Man are rhyming the thing, you know?
From school, teachers are calling him Jax. His name is, bro?
Jacksaw.
His name is not.
I read that.
Literally, it's just. It's
I thought
the,
I was a killer
it's them names
something.
That I've stuck. Really, name, really, it's just like, so. That's just Taze, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Poe. It's Poe, isn't it? Oh, I know his real name, but
that's what I'm saying.
That's
his name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Poe,
isn't it? Yeah, I see what you mean.
Oh, what's the point I was gonna make, man?
Same thing as you, though.
No.
Might as well call you Gracious.
I have Lance Gracious, so everyone just knows Lance. It's something to do with Lance, isn't it?
The point I was gonna make here is, you know, these guys here. The reason why they're so sick of it is because what they do is they make themselves feel like they're always stressed. And because girls are maternal, girls always offer. That's why I was going back to the point where...
Because they
can drop a seed.
Yeah.
I saw a meme one time, yeah?
More girls need to be ruthless, anyway.
Yeah.
I might just start rigging people to say, bro, listen, how about the shittest day?
Listen, Mom, I saw a meme, yeah?
You won't even see me next year, fam.
And this Donnie was sitting at the edge of the bed like this, yeah? And the meme was like, this is what niggas look like for the Oscar woman for money.
How many times, yeah? Bro, you know the facts. You sat at the edge of the bed and you're just...
She's
watching TV, she's doing whatever, you're just there huffing.
Do you know what it is about lying?
What's wrong?
Yeah,
what's wrong?
And babes, I don't really want to talk about it, you know, it's just stressing me all day.
Just leave me alone. You got to switch a little bit, like, oh, what's going on? Calm down. It's money, man. I swear, babes. How much you need? Huh?
Nah, don't worry. It's too much for you.
Young five bills, man. The man start laughing like laughs in the corner.
a young five bills.
I thought you might have needed a grand. I mean, if you want to make it eight,
a young.
But well, the thing is, but
some girls going to Cop Valentine. Some girls are putting themselves on Insta.
Bro, I saw this
stunting with women's money.
Girls are out.
This is why girls are sick.
This girl is in uni,
but they need to be more ruthless.
There was an exposure thing when she was.
But don't spoil it for the people who actually need help when you need to send them peas.
Bro, there was this you apparently. He said he was telling this girl some football or some kind.
What'd you do?
I don't borrow no money.
Man looks off the core.
I'm not borrowing you money. Fuck off.
Like your family, everyone.
Bruv, no one's getting... The only people that can get... My mum, I'll give her money. I'll give her my money regularly anyway. Like every now and then.
Me and my brother got a power. He will never give us money.
I'm not giving
but he'll show us how to make money.
Yeah, you should appreciate
cool,
it.
Cool, but I'm not giving no one money, no.
No, would you show someone how to make the pee then?
Yeah, definitely. I'll bring you in.
Because he'll literally be like, I'm not giving you pee, bro.
Yeah, I'm not giving pee. Because the man is...
No, you're not getting it.
No, bruv.
No.
I'm telling you.
Because sometimes you might say, if you know man's about to be homeless, moral, did it... This if I'm skinny,
I'm definitely
this
giving
you.
You
is not.
I'm definitely looking.
Man, get you back.
I'm not getting back in them. I'm not getting back in them up. You're homeless.
So that's why I
big man.
You see, with me, yeah. What I don't understand is, yeah, it's like everyone's going through problems, isn't it? But how did you get yourself to that situation?
And also, I'm not rich, so relax.
And that's a that's
because I'm a year away from that.
Those are more of the conversations
you got to be honest
that need to be had. Because if we have that conversation, yeah,
you saw this coming 3-4 months down the line.
If we have that conversation, yeah. Those are the conversations that can actually now lead to what can we do to help your financial situation? Because a lot of people, yeah, they might be very, the people who are very like, you know, have great ideas and can do all these things. And there's someone else who's just a money magnet. There's someone who's just, money just finds them, yeah? Mm. And it turns into instead of a dismissing thing, if it's a conversation like, how did you get there, bro? It turns into like, bro, This.
But the thing is, with that being said, I hear that. But remember, certain man might be a money magnet, but he puts in work and the shift. You have just come over and you want to learn how to make money, but certain man don't want to put in the same time and the shift. I can't just give you the blueprint. Like, for example, Taser's doing his thing.
Yeah, but you can give some man the blueprint.
Yeah, I hear that, but Taser can give some the blueprint, but people don't understand. Taser's putting bare work.
Yeah, but
I'll give you the blueprint. It might make it easier for you than it has for me, but you still need to put in a shift.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is Taser's got the blueprint, yeah?
Yeah.
And he's giving someone the blueprint. It's not up to him if they use it. He's giving someone the cheat code, yeah? Because I do believe each one teach one. If you get to a certain level and you're with your brethren or whatever, and you're making, like, I'll ring Keith and he's doing something and he'll be like, yeah, I'll bring you in. So he'll give me the cheat code. If I decide to take it, that's on me. Just because his work ethic is wake up at 5 a.m, my work ethic could be wake up at 8, make double what he makes in XYZ because I've worked at a different angle to it. But he's giving me the cheat code.
Yeah, but it could flip as well. And you could wake up at 8 and miss everything.
Yeah, yeah. So you'd be fuming. But everyone works at their own.
But if you missed, if someone gives you the cheat code and it doesn't work for you straight away, would you not be vexed at the person who gave you the cheat code because it's not working for you?
Or start bothering them to say the same thing.
If you're a person who hasn't been able to pinpoint within yourself that there's an issue, the first thing to do will be blame the cheat code and to blame
the person. But the funniest thing is Taser might have had an issue, but because he's unable to work around it, you will never know.
But that's that lack of communication. I'm not getting the insight into, like, he hasn't come with, this is the cheat code, but in month two, this happened to me, you know? Because I could hit the same month two issue, but we've not spoken about it.
What are you on about, Lars? But now everyone's on this.
What's that?
Fendi.
That's demonic, bro. That's not the one I saw. That's not the one I... you're moving.
For me personally,
you're moving.
I don't think a cheat code is that simple, bruv. Like, as in, you can't just teach someone to make money like that. It's very hard, man.
Of course you can.
Nah, it's very hard.
If I got a jug right now and I say, this is the jug. I'm on my face, yeah? And you say, bro, this is a jug, yeah? I'm not going to lend you money, but this is a jug. All you need to do is... call up, do this, yeah? That person does that.
Okay, that's different. Here's the situation. Let's see, would this make me a good friend or a bad friend? So, Lawrence, you're in, you know what I mean, in a mad financial situation.
We've got five
right?
minutes, yeah?
You know what I mean? There's nothing that you can, you know what I mean, you can do to get this money up or whatever, whatever. I'm a trapper. I have a line, you know what I mean, going somewhere, you know what I mean, at your age now.
It's true.
I'm telling you.
No, but I'm giving you the blueprint, bro. I've got clientele for you on the line, bro. All you got to do is just bag it.
Life is a bit mad right now.
Hey, bag it, Lance. What are you saying?
Life is a bit mad right now, Lance.
I'll give you the blueprint, bro.
You know what I mean? Just control the line for a little, you know what I'm saying? I'll give you a call a couple of times a day, bust them shorts, you know what I mean? Make, you know.
Make four bills a week.
Then again, I've got a choice. If I choose to make that blueprint.
Does that make me a bad friend or does it make me a good friend? Because you know what? You needed money. I'll put you in a situation where you can get beef. You know what I mean?
Man, it's stressed
out. I'm a great friend. It makes you a friend.
Yeah.
It makes you a friend, innit? Like, you try to help out your brethren.
I'll even get you the rental.
You've obviously tried to put them in a predicament.
What about the ones where people ask for jobs? Like, you know, I see that you're working and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Can you get me a job kind
no.
of
thing?
Why? If you're a friend.
I need to know. Wait, it depends on who's asking me.
See?
It depends on who's asking me.
So what's going on here?
It depends on who's asking me.
Why is it changing that?
You know why?
It depends on who's asking me.
It's just like certain man.
Your reputation on the line, right?
It's like certain man asking me.
Yeah.
Bro, I've got cousins who ask me to bring them in with some girls and I say no.
Exactly.
They say, what do you mean? I say, what?
But that's my point though. So that's what I'm saying. I don't lend people money because I want to avoid that whole scenario of you saying you're going to give it to me on Tuesday.
But if I give anyone money,
the money's not there. Then
if I give anyone
then we start beefing because...
More time, if I give someone money though, I give, I don't lend.
I'm not doing that.
No, I just give because I only give what I can afford to give, if that makes sense.
I can't afford to give anything.
I'm saying in terms of, if I give, I'm seeing it as, okay.
No, but at least
if
the stance is like, I'm not...
Yeah, I'm saying if I give it to you and I don't get it back,
the only person that can say that to me is, if my mum comes to me and needs money, I'll give it to you, I'll never ask for it back. Same thing with my dad.
What?
Yeah, mum and dad, like, money, if you need it, I'm not going to ask for it back. Everyone knows.
My dad won't even give it back.
You need to relax.
My dad will say, I'm borrowing it. I'll give it to you one day. You ain't getting it back.
But my mum and dad owe me bare money. It's never come back.
Can your parents owe you money?
Yes.
Yeah.
What? Can they?
They can owe you money, but...
Can your parents owe you fees? But I can't...
Move to you for it back, like, hey, big man.
No, because I'm just saying in terms of, do you see it as they owe you money?
Yes.
You know when your parents said, hey, Machiavelli, can your parents owe you peas? You know when your parents says,
They can owe you dough.
I'll punch my dad in the kidney, you know.
I know.
That's why I said, when you said your dad, I was thinking,
I know when my mom wants money. The way she calls me is so sweet. So sweet. I know when she wants it. She'll come to me when I'm leaving, when no one's around. She give me the head lean.
But
right, you want something?
Can she owe you money?
No, but like Marv said, if I'm going to give it to my mom, I'm not expecting it back.
Yeah.
So she can't owe you.
No, she can't. I just can't claim it.
Yeah. I can't claim it. It's lost.
You know what I mean? Man's definitely in debt. You know what I mean? Just can't claim it.
Like, she'd say to me, my mom will say something different. Like, let me have some money. I need to do X, Y, Z. So she's not really asked to borrow it. My dad might say to me, let me borrow some money. I'll get back to you. Guy in Nigeria, I need to sort a few things. So I'll give it, and then he'll be like, I'll give it to you by a certain date. When that date comes and the money ain't dropped, relax. Just forget it, bruv. It's gone.
But from time to time, why don't you forget
it? It sounds good. That's what I'm saying.
No, because I'm saying that why sell yourself the dream or...
There's no dream,
bruv. This thing that is actually coming, it possibly could come back. Because when this date comes back and the bill hits you on the same date,
for me, with parents like that, I'm a little smarter with how it thinks. Remember what I told you, like, same situation with a whip like that. You know what I did? I put the money up front. So it's one of those things where that money is going to come back in its own way. You know what I mean? Like, I will never see it in my hand, but I've got my money's worth. You know, one of those ones where that's how I ran it. You see what I'm saying? So in that kind of situation, it's not me, because I'd hate to be in a situation where I'm calling my dad up like, so, what's that piece?
That is a mazine.
But apart from family, if it's a friend, like for me, like I just feel like you open up a can of worms if he can't give money back. And the funny thing is,
I
can borrow to certain friends because we all know our friends, innit? We all know that, like, there's certain friends that wouldn't want to do something to you, but we all know there's some people that they owe you money. They've owed you money for years.
Mm. No, but see, I've never been.
Where
in that
are
situation.
You, bruv?
Because I can count on one hand how many people. Like, if I need pee, I know who I'm going to phone. And if they don't have it, then I need to deal with the situation.
That's else it, it's done
another way because. That's it. And they trust me. There's certain friends that's giving me money and all now they haven't asked back for it. And I'm like, do you want this pee back or did you just... But
so in his head,
do you tell them? No, in his head, he's giving it to me. Like,
but are you meant to...
Bro, there's certain people I've tried to...
I've got that pee back for you, though.
But I might have worked it off somehow.
Okay.
But for me, there's a favor somehow that I've done. Because certain man can phone me and I'll do certain things. And to them, they might have seen it as, he's worked it off. But this, I'm talking about a particular friend.
Yeah,
he might ask me for a favor. I'm doing certain things for me.
There's certain man I've tried to give money back. Man's like, nah, it's gone.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Won't take it back.
But the thing is, don't get raided and then start asking me, fam, you got that pee? Don't take the piss, bro.
Yeah, but it's true though.
You let that slide.
Oh, the same pee you let. No, but I know
because I've tried to give you the money back, yeah, and you're like, it's good. I told you, I gave you that.
Let's flip it.
I gave you that.
So I'm up and I'll buy you stuff. Yeah. And then shit's not going too well for me at the blue. I'm like, hey, you know that?
That BM man, listen, but it's a bonus.
I've given the logbook.
Get the fuck out.
I must give it back.
You're having financial struggle. And now the whip you got me. Or the role you got me, I must.
I would have put in my name.
Yeah, but that's like,
I'll just call police and say,
hold on a second. This is what we're saying.
But that's like certain men who, in relationships, when they break up with the girl, they want their stuff. It's asking
hers,
for stuff back.
It's hers, you know.
It's hers. You've seen the video where they put a flag to the TV.
Both legs. When man does the 2 foot, man jumped into the TV.
Man breaks up with her. Man jumps into it. Man got into the TV.
In that situation, if you do buy a girl something, it's a bit petty. It's hers, man.
Yeah, I know. But certain man will tell you.
Depends on how much you spent, though.
I know a brother who bought a girl a 24 bag rolly, bro. He said, keep that. I don't want it.
Because he's up.
Yeah, one girl said that to me.
I'm telling you, keep it, bro,
and I'm robbing all the way back.
I'm just thinking, like, certain girl, like, the thing is, for me, I don't know, my petty levels will come because I'm thinking, are you going to wear that watch to link a next man?
No, I don't care about that. I care about the 24 bags. I'll FaceTime you and your mum's kicks you. I'll be like, yo, I'm just your mum still. I'm going to need that.
Run that.
Still.
It's a young Shira story, yeah. You know what I
mean? It's a bit mad, like. Let's not even talk about it.
That's why for me life is fucked, because think about it, you're in a relationship with someone, Lance, you know what I mean, she needs let's say a kidney or some shit. You give her your kidney, you lot break up, and for me I'm like, I'm gonna need
that back. Run that back,
bro.
Run
you back, are going
I'm
to
need the kidney, maybe half of the kidney. I gave it to you. It's a bit mad.
I wouldn't even give her the kidney.
You and your next nigga are gonna be on dialysis together.
I wouldn't even give her, I wouldn't even give her the kidney.
You wouldn't give her the kidney?
What? I've only got two. Man, I'm even like, I can go JD and say, let me get a kidney in the size 11, please.
But you can function at one.
And so could she.
No, she has none.
That's
like,
my
she
point.
Needs one.
Cool.
Hers are gone.
That's your problem.
That's your card, B.
Like, no, I need two because if one packs in, I've got another one on layaway. You know what I'm saying? So what?
One can't pack in and my girl's getting.
And she's gone, then I've got to look for another person to get kidney
from.
But
if you're in a situation like that, okay, you've given someone a kidney, then your one's starting to shut down now. Can you reclaim that?
No.
You got to clap her.
It's time out, man.
No.
It's
time out. You can't reclaim it.
I'm dying.
You're telling me I can't claim my kidney back.
Bro, once the kidney comes, but don't forget, they see as once the kidney comes in that, once the kidney comes into my territory, it's yours. Mine.
I'll kick that kidney out of your back.
That's what
bro.
I'm saying. It turns into that. The kidney's mine.
But life... we got to round up, you know, right, the people outside. But the guests we've had today.
Don't know. Like, Lance Gracious Kate. I look a bit different now, just in case you didn't know.
This guy,
you look the same.
Leave him.
I got like a little facial now, a little tutu tattoo and muscle now, man. Wow, me, bro. I'm plugging, bro. What's the man I'm moving, man? Only tasers allowed to change.
Lance has
got a moving bat.
Lance got a tune out as well at the moment.
Just
what's
flex,
it called?
Just Flex. Go stream that. Buy it, man. Yeah, man. Go and do some shaku.
Let man play a bit of it still
go
while
and
we're
do
here.
Something.
Oh, wow. You're tasing. Man's doing shaku over there.
Thanks for that.
Stiff shaku, you know. Come with the stiff shaku, you know.
Hit them in the right, hit them in the left.
At your back and twist your neck. When I'm on the dance, all day we flex. Hit that dance and 1-2 step. You can't flex.
How we do?
Your arm, shaku. Hit them with the show me how you get down for the old school crew. Hit them in the right, hit them in the left. At your back and twist your neck. When I'm on the dance, all day we just flex. Hit that dance and 1-2 step. You can't flex. How we do? Cross your arm, shaku, shaku.
Lovely jubbly. Go stream that, man.
Man,
go,
I like
go
sweat.
Turn that out. Go shut that down. Thank you very much. Bro.
Everyone must have heard Lance's other tune.
Yeah, it's a bit mad.
You think so?
What?
I'm joking, bro.
If you haven't, it's a bit mad.
I said, show me how you get down. Man, I said, swear down. I wanna see the migraine skank. Tell him to see the migraine skank. I wanna see the migraine skank. Two hands on the head, that's the migraine skanking. Tell him to see the migraine skanking. I wanna see the migraine skanking. Wanna see the migraine skank. Two hands on the head, that's the migraine skanking.
2009. Hey, yo. Fine. What's going on? So, you don't know.
Look.
Oh, 10-year anniversary.
You are literally.
What's going on, people? I'm going to take you through this dance, yeah? It's easy.
Who came up with the migraines, gang?
Stay with the acting, watch.
One of my pals.
Let me pull you through it.
Swear.
Yeah.
First step is take your right hand.
Huh?
Next step is take your left hand.
No, you came up with it with me. Take it, take it. Let me look.
He said the bridging.
Listen, this is how it worked out, yeah? We went to the dance. He done the dance.
Okay.
I copied the dance. I saw other people copying me doing the dance. I said, am I a walad? I went and put the dance into steps. It popped. I gone home.
Did you pay him for it?
What do you mean?
You owe him something still.
I owe him a big up.
A big up. On that note,
I'm joking.
There's something about black people, you know.
Bruh,
a big
the
up.
The madness is, yeah, pre it this way, yeah. I had the vision to go.
You on the bench,
I had
bruh.
The vision to go and do this thing, yeah, and put this thing into steps, yeah. So at the end of the day, once I get to the place I get to, he will get his just dues.
It's true. What? After 10 years?
Jay-Z is only sorting out Dame Dash now, you know. Dame Dash is pulling his teeth out now.
What do you mean
Jay-Z
sorting him out? That's different though.
What do you mean?
They were in business together though. Dame Dash had money already.
We're in business together, innit? What? No, he don't do nothing. He don't. Yeah, that's good. My pattern that.
You're a liar.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.